Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Len.
Brent traded as low as $107 per barrel last week. Why has the market weakened so much in the last few weeks?
Well, really, the market's increasingly preoccupied with the danger of a global economic slowdown. And so these sharp corrections we saw in equity markets have been following through into crude oil. And on top of that, for oil in particular, there are question marks over affordability. And we need to remember, although Brent has come down quite a long way and refined products have too, there's an incredible premium of refined product prices over Brent. So gas oil, for example, is still trading at the same levels it was at its high in 2008. And gas oil is really the driver of diesel and jet fuel prices. And that's really what end consumers care about rather than the price of Brent.
And there's news of talks with Iran restarting.
Yeah, the talks, which are mediated by the EU, apparently are going to restart in coming days. There is a deadline of the 9th of July, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. I'm not entirely sure what the significance of the 9th of July is particularly, but apparently progress does need to be made by that date and talks are going to happen. Of course, not long ago we had the news that Iran had disabled some of the monitoring equipment that had been put in place to check compliance with the original deal, and that sort of sparked fears that the Iranians had absolutely no intention of agreeing to the deal again. But this is certainly a positive development. But really, we have to wait and see what happens. I think it's very hard to judge how this will play out.
The G7 meeting is going to discuss a possible cap on Russian oil prices. How would that work?
Well, the idea here is that shipping and insurance of Russian oil and presumably refined products would be possible, provided those products have been traded below an agreed level. Potentially quite a neat idea, because it would allow Russian crude back onto world markets, or it would allow them easier access to world markets. But at the same time, because of the price cap, the revenue that the Russian government would derive from it would be limited. And the idea is that this would help to bring in countries that wouldn't be prepared to introduce sanctions, such as India, for example. And it ought to have the effect of bringing down oil prices generally.
And how is the market looking now?
Well, Brent, in its sell-off last week, broke through the 100-day moving average. It's already gone through the 50-day moving average, and it reached a trendline support at its low of 107. So really, that's the key support level to look out for. It has rallied, though, back since those lows. It's currently at the 50-day moving average, which is $113 per barrel. But I think it is susceptible to further downside. I mean, certainly if we have progress on this concept of the price cap of the G7 summit, which is ongoing, or we see further corrections in equity markets, then we could see Brent testing further downside. Although, just to go back to the original point, the refined product market remains very strong and at significant premiums to Brent.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.